I'm going to invite you to turn in your pew Bible to Hebrews chapter 10 this morning, verses 19 through 25. I'll let you find that a moment. I brought my props with me this morning as well. A little section of fence that we're going to learn about today in our lives. And so I want to read this to you. Now, notice the title of this is A Call to Perseverance in Faith, of how we should be living. And it's active, and it's alive. And I want to share that with you this morning. And so the title of this sermon, as far as continuing I Love My Church, we talked about last week, you need to be intentional. What does that look like? This week you're going to learn, what does it mean to be intentional, to be in community with others and to love others, not only in the church, but within your community where God has placed you to share the love of Christ. And so that's what we're going to learn about today. I hope it's challenging for you today as well. So follow along as I read to you this morning from the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray for a blessing upon this word today. Lord, may you bring that word to life in our lives. Lord, may you give us understanding and knowledge of what this passage means to us. Lord, I pray for your spirit to just open our hearts, our minds, and souls today for those that have gathered here to listen to your word. Lord, I pray that that same spirit will fill me today as I bring your message to your people. May these words always be your words and never mine. In Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. I got a question for you this morning. What is a fence designed to do? Anybody want to answer that question for me this morning? Keeps things in or out. Very good. And so I brought a fence along this morning. Of course, you know, this isn't going to hold much in because they can go around, but you get the general idea of what a fence does, right? It keeps things in or out in someone's situation, whatever it might be. So when I was growing up, back in the early 70s, my parents lived south of Inwood on an acreage, and around our house, there's this old fence, and I got a picture of it. That is not the fence that was around my parents' place, but it was a fence that was rounded on top, and it went around the perimeter of the lawn of the house, and there's a gate that you drove up to in the yard. And my parents, they always were pretty tidy, and they kept the lawn mowed inside that fence. And if you were to drive by our house on the gravel road, you would see our front yard, and it was in pretty nice shape. There was flowers there and some trees and stuff like that, and it was tidied up. But if you were to drive on the driveway and you came into the backyard, which I'd call the farmyard, you'd see a few other things, right? There'd be some bikes laying around. You'd see the sandbox. You'd see the swing set. You might see a car sitting out or whatever it might be. The burn barrel might be towards the back. But you get the idea that the front yard was always pristine and nice, but the backyard, that's where we lived life. That was the real us. And guess who got to see the backyard? The close neighbors and family and friends and relatives of my parents. But everyone else, they got to see the front yard. And so I want you to think about in your life this morning, as you live life, what yard do you show? And I got a pretty good idea that we always show the front yard in life. And there's a fence that separates us from the backyard of life. And so I want you to think about the fences in your life this morning as we talk about community. What does that mean? What is God calling us to as we live life when it comes to fences, per se, that we might put up? And so I'm going to discuss those things with you this morning. And here's the first fence that I want to talk to you about this morning. The first fence, can you jump me one there this morning, Stefan? The first fence, of course, is if God's plan. One of God's plans for the church is that we would live connected lives. But we have this fence that separates us, and we call that fence sin. And you know what I mean by that. We're born with that. We cannot get away from that. And it separates us from God and salvation and eternity with Him. And what is the answer to remove this fence that we've come across in our lives? Who does that for us when we ask for forgiveness, when we commit our lives to Him? Who's the person that destroys the fence of sin? Jesus Christ. Exactly. And so we first, in our lives, if we're going to live in true community and we're going to love people around us, the first thing you need to know in your life is that you need to be committed to Jesus Christ in your faith walk. He needs to be your Lord and Savior. The fence of sin needs to disappear for you to move on to love community in the way that God intended it to be for you and I. And most of you, you've gotten rid of this fence. You've asked God for forgiveness. You've given your life to Him. You've made profession of faith or whatever you've done in the past in your life that you've given your life to Christ. And I'm assured of that. Maybe some of you haven't this morning. You need to make that step. So I pray that you're ready to make that next step if you haven't. But let me challenge you a little bit more about the yard that you and I live in this morning. Think about the yard. The front yard is what we love to show people. It's well manicured. It's beautiful. But the backyard is different. It's the real us. You get there by invite only. We only let certain people into our lives in those situations, and the real me comes out that I share only with certain individuals in our life. Now, that's not a bad thing, but I want you to figure out how to live in Christian community. And we are good at hiding parts of our life that aren't so pristine. We keep them in the backyard, right? Behind the house, tucked away, or behind the shed. The backyard is private. The backyard is me in real life. Everything in the front of the house is perfectly presented. But the back of the house, behind this fence, is where the true you and me reside. This is the yard of our lives. And guess what? Today, I'm going to work on taking that fence down between the front yard and the backyard through Jesus Christ and becoming more authentic and more real in your life. And so I'm going to give you some tools today of how to do that. So here's the deal about fences. God is not a big fan of them. He does not want us to live with fences in our lives, things that separate us from living in true community. And these fences, they're boundaries that keep us from being in real relationships with one another. So if we intend to love our church the way that God wants us to, then we have to know that Jesus, of course, destroyed the first fence. And we have other fences in our lives that we must get rid of to live in true community this morning. And so Hebrews is talking about that this morning. I shared with you some verses, and let me just reiterate a few things here this morning. Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 20 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place," and of course, if you know your Bible well, it's talking about the Old Testament, where only the high priest is allowed to go into the temple and sacrifice on the altar with the blood and stuff like that once a year, then Jesus came and died for all of us, and we have access through Him now 24/7, 365 days a year, that we can go to God through prayer or whatever it might be. That's what it talks about there. That fence of sin is gone, but yet we are kept from true community in our lives. So how do we build community with others if we are natural fence builders in our life? And I want to answer that question this morning. And it's real simple. You and I need to allow others into our yard. Now, how many of you are comfortable sharing your backyard with others that maybe you don't know so well? And I imagine nobody's going to put their hand up because you don't want them to see the junk that you have. Because your life's not perfect. And it's not meant to be perfect. And Jesus knows that. So how do you get rid of the fence between the front yard and the backyard in your life? So think about church for just a moment with me this morning. We come to this building. We sing songs. We worship together. We pray. We have some Jesus coffee afterwards that spikes us up and gets us going with some caffeine, right? And we talk and we share life. But most of us do it from behind the fence. And we don't share the real us. We might ask, how was your week? Oh, it was pretty good. Maybe we'll share something that went wrong. Right? In life. And maybe you did have a good week, and that's great. But reality is that you all experience different things in your life. And I know that you encounter things that maybe weren't easy. Maybe difficult things. Maybe hard things. Maybe you received some news that you didn't want to hear. Maybe there's an answer to prayer that really came through this past week, but yet you don't share in your life. The reality of that goes on. So how do we build fences? If Jesus tore down the fence of sin and we build fences, and let me just explain that just a little bit to you this morning so you understand that. The events of life, the activities of life create you, it motivates you to build fences in your life. If something went on in your family, maybe you're a little bit embarrassed by it, or maybe it's something that, you know, how many realize that we live in a small town? And how fast does news travel in small towns? Anybody want to take a guess at that idea this morning? Right? Just like that, right? Facebook, social media, small town news travels very fast. Sometimes that can be a good thing, though, but sometimes it's not a good thing. And so when we hear some negative news and maybe something's going on about you or maybe something's going on in your life, and what do? You build fences, don't you? You keep people out. You don't want people to know. You don't talk about those things. You see, and we're fence builders. It's your natural tendency to build fence, to protect. You think to protect, to guard. And Jesus says, I don't want you to have fences in your life. I want you to be authentic. I want you to be real. I want you to be true. I want this to be gone. I want you to be able to share those things with others. And let me just talk to you a little bit about what that's going to be like. Just a moment, I'll get into more detail, because some of you are like, what do you mean, Rob? I got to share all my dirt with everybody? No, that's not what I'm talking about. We'll get to that in just a moment. So we keep building walls. We are excellent fence builders. But let me say this statement to you this morning. If we're going to truly experience loving our church, you must allow people into your backyard of life. The real you. That's where it's going to happen. If you're going to intentionally love your church, that means loving each other without fences. The walls come down. Because loving each other is impossible to do behind a fence. It separates you and I. And you answered that question this morning. I'm going to ask you this morning, what does a fence do? It keeps things in or it keeps things out. So let me throw the next question at you this morning. What do we do with the fences we've built? Of course, the Bible answers that. Paul gives us this answer. a perfect description of that. But also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, it says this: "Do not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another as you see the day approaching." Now, this is a passage that's old and it's used by pastors to guilt people into coming to church every Sunday. But I think it's way deeper than that, and there's way more to it than that that you and I need to learn this morning. And here's what it is. Sundays, yes. But here's the deeper level that I'm talking about when he says that. He's talking about an everyday assembly in our lives. He's talking about living life together throughout the week. Being in community, knowing your neighbors, sharing life, doing things together. Community means that we don't build fences. Community means authenticity, the sharing of yourself with others. It's deeper. The relationships are deeper. It's deeper than sitting in the pew here on a Sunday morning in this room. Community means standing in someone's backyard and allowing someone to stand in my backyard. Where do most people keep a clothesline on their place? The backyard. Why is that? Because you don't want people to see your clothes, right? Yeah, or your underwear. Yeah. But why don't people put them in the front yard? Why? Private? Yeah, embarrassed? Don't want people to see what size your pants are? Right? And on it goes. But isn't that true about life in general, though? Why do we try to hide everything? Because God says, I just want you to just live free. Be who you are. Be who he created you to be in life. And then, guess what? To be okay with that. That's what he says to you and I. That's what I think Hebrews 10 verse 25 says. Don't give up meeting together. Be who I created you to be. You're loved greatly. Just live life and love others. That's what he calls you to do. And so I think it's a deeper relationship than just sitting in the pews. I got a picture I'm going to show you. And some of you are going to laugh when I show you this picture. How many remember Tim the Tool Man and Home Improvement? Who's the neighbor that lived across the backyard? Wilson, right? Isn't this a perfect example of how we live life? Right? You see, church people sometimes live life like this. You might go to Bible study with them. You might sit next to them in the pew at church. You might have coffee with them back there in the back. But yet there's this fence between the two of you that still separates you, doesn't it? And throughout this whole entire show of Home Improvement, you never got to see Wilson's full face. This is all you ever seen. And the problem is today is that a lot of people in our churches, they live like this. And God says, I don't want you to live that way. Get rid of the fence. Be authentic. Be real. Share what's going on in your life. The good and the bad. Pray for one another, encourage one another, spur each other on, is what the Bible says in your life. And for you to truly get to know someone, you got to live in their backyard. I just thought this fit so well this past week. So who are you in the midst of that? Let me ask you this question too. If you're going to get to know somebody fully, you need to get in their backyard. So whose yard are you in? And even a more difficult question, who are you letting into your backyard in your Christian walk? Who are you letting into your backyard? So think about that. Roll that around this morning. I'm going to jump to the next question with you this morning. So how do you get rid of these fences? Right? Verse 24 says, let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Okay? Now, I want you to look at the word consider there this morning. Because that's what the Bible says. Let us consider. So that means, okay, take a moment, be intentional of what God's calling you to do here. Let us consider. Okay, let's think about it. What it means to live in community is what he's telling us. So you need to contemplate, you need to strategize what it means to get rid of these fences in your life that keep you from authentic community. What's the best way that you can get rid of a fence and be authentic on Sunday morning? Come on, church, what is it? Let me restate this again if you didn't catch me. What is the best way to tear down your fences and get to know people in your church? Come to church. Right? And more importantly, guess what's even a better way? Stick around for coffee afterwards. Don't run out the door. Now, some of you are introverts. I'm an introvert. And don't ask me why God calls most pastors are introverts. But to me, it takes energy to talk with people. And I get drained by the end of the day when I'm around a lot of people. But God says, I'll take care of the fellowshipping. If you'll just show up, hang around for a while, get to know somebody new, let them get to know you. Be open to that. That's how God calls us to live in community in our lives. Don't be afraid to do that. Now, some of you, you're the last ones to leave church on Sunday morning and you close the church down. Good for you. But go a step further. Invite somebody to your home for a meal that you don't know. Bring them in. Get to know who they are. Share life with them. Now, I'm not asking you to open your doors and to share, you know, you don't need to know everyone at a very deep level because that's unrealistic. But you can know a few people well. If you want to experience church and life is the way God intended it, then you can't live behind the fence. You can't live behind the fence. Community is also finding ways to encourage one another beyond church, beyond programs, such as Sunday school or youth group or Bible study, whatever it might be. Community looks like bringing a meal to somebody that's in need, or someone having them over for dinner, or working alongside somebody in a community service project, such as Freedom's Gate or whatever it might be that's going on in your church. It's enjoying one another's company. And here's the point I want to make to you this morning. Those things don't happen automatically. You need to be intentional and you need to consider them as what God says to you and I. You must be intentional. And to truly love your church, you must love someone in your church. There's been a lot of new people in this congregation in the last couple years. And often I hear people say, well, who are they? I don't even know who they are. And my encouragement to you is stick around for coffee and get to know them. If you see them, invite them over for dinner or for supper. Get to know them on a personal level, on a better level. And by all means, there's a whole nother sermon about hospitality. If you think you need to be perfect as you serve somebody, you're dead wrong because that's not what the Bible teaches. Be the authentic you. Be the real you. So I got some strategies I want to run past you this morning. Three things I want you to think about in your faith walk. So here's the first one. Have healthy expectations. All right. So these three things are the things that you can take home with you here and you can work on. All right. that helps you understand this. What does it mean to live in community and the fences that I've built in my life? So the first one is to have healthy expectation. Let me first show you what an unhealthy expectation is so you can see what a healthy one is. All right? An unhealthy expectation is that we'll know everyone, that every single person will be best friends with everyone here. That is not realistic. In fact, that is very unhealthy to think like that. So here is a healthy way to look at a bigger, growing church and getting to know people. A healthy expectation is that I can build some great friendships with some and deep relationships with a few. That's healthy. God's not asking you to throw open the doors and you have 300 people come for supper tomorrow night. God's saying invite one family or two families over. Get to know who they are. Share life with them. Open up your backyard. And maybe, you know, here's the situation you might find yourself in, is that you maybe don't know that person very well, but here's what a lot of us like to do. Because everyone will show off our front yard. We do that when we come to church on Sunday morning. When you drive by somebody's house, you get to see the front yard in perspective. But in our lives, we put on the best. And then what happens is then you invite somebody over for a meal. You have them in your living room or your kitchen. And then you get to know them, don't you? And you realize, hey, these people are pretty cool to hang out with. And then you invite them over for a barbecue into your backyard. And you get to know them even better. See how that works? Don't think that you're just automatically going to open up your backyard and everybody's going to flood you. Work into it. Take some time to learn to do it right and to share God's love. And that leads me to the second point this morning. Realize that baby steps are just fine. You can take it slow. I'm giving you permission to do that this morning. But work towards it. Let someone in to your backyard. And this is the harder one this morning. The third one is that you need to take ownership. And I like this statement that it says. Realize this is everyone's job, not everyone else's job. That's what God calls you to as the church. Now, let me pick on, I'm not going to pick on you, but I think this is a blessing. If you're older this morning, I want to share something with you just to get your mind going a little bit. Because I think we've made a lot of fences in the last 25 years in this country. Do you remember when neighbors used to stop in unexpectedly and they'd have coffee with you, or they'd stop in on the yard and they'd visit with you, and but you get back to the 70s and the early 80s, and they shared life together, and they'd have lunch together. And you remember some of those days when neighbors used to stop over in neighbors' yards, or you knew who your neighbor was, you lived next to them for 25 years, and those types of things went on? How many of you can remember those types of things? Yeah. That's how God wants us to live. See, we lived without fences back then. I think less fences. Back then, I won't say they were all gone. There were still some there. But I think there was less fences where people just lived life. They didn't care so much what others thought of them. They were who they were. But here's the great thing is that we accepted each other for who we were. I think that's today we're more judgmental. We create more fences. We protect more. All those types of things go on. And that keeps us from having that type of relationship that you, the older people in here, you know what I'm talking about. And the neighbor used to stop over and just sit and talk for a while. Yeah. Or at the end of the day, how many of you would do this? A neighbor stopped by, and some of you are going to think, what the heck are you talking about, Rob? You can't talk that way. But this is reality. The neighbor stopped by at the end of the day in the summer, and you'd have a can of beer together and just talk about life. See, no fences. That's how God wants you to live in community, in your life. And maybe it's just stopping in and having coffee. And maybe lunch. Some of you are some very good bakers in here. I know some of you who bake well in here. I've had some of your baking. But here's the point, is open up your doors. Live like that. Be okay with what people see. Share what's going on in your life. Because your life is no different than the person sitting next to you. We all have sin. We all have garbage. In our backyard, I think I had a picture up there earlier of a clean front lawn, but the backyard was a disaster. That's because that's where we live life. So may you go home today learning something about community, about how God wants us to live and to share. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I give you praise today for who you are. Lord, Hebrews expressed it well, that we share life together and that we spur and encourage one another on. Lord, we're not meant to live alone. We're not meant to live in isolation. Lord, we are meant to live together, to pray for one another, to share our lives, our good things, our bad things, Lord, and everything in between. Help us to be more comfortable with who we are. Lord, help us to take down the fences that we so often build in our lives to protect and keep people out. And Lord, I just pray that we can be an authentic church and that we can love each other authentically in our lives. So may you bless us today with those tools, and may you inspire us to live in community the way you call us to live, Lord. And so bless our people today. In Jesus we pray. Amen.